the commitment was made long ago by the Obama administration and Barack Obama as a candidate that our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan would be terminated essentially forthwith. Apparently that promise no longer applies. But whether or not the promise was made, the reality is we've spent well over $1 trillion in Iraq and Afghanistan. We've lost thousands of American men and women, not to mention the civilians in both Iraq and Afghanistan that have been killed, not to mention the other costs, human and otherwise, of this involvement needs to be terminated. Quite frankly, there is no means of ascertaining victory and defeat. We're fighting a tribal war that, at least in conventional terms, can't be won. In bigger terms, can't be won either. I defy the administration or anyone else to tell me how the expenditure of trillions of dollars, the loss of thousands of lives, has made somebody in Sydney, Illinois, or Bloomington, Illinois, one iota safer. It hasn't. As a matter of fact, the inflammation, so to speak, of tensions and our involvement there, I think, has made us essentially less safe. There are terrorists all over the world. They're in Africa, they're in South America, they're in Asia, they're in the Middle East, they're here in the United States. We need to be addressing our resources toward dealing with terrorism and the threat to America, not on fighting a nation-building war halfway across the world.
How should the U.S. fight terrorism?
We can do it in a technological way. We are. We need to do it through an upgrade of Homeland Security. We need to do it with focusing in a modern way on the root causes of and the manifestations of terrorism. You don't do it by fighting a war that simply is unwinnable and costs us in human terms and economic terms and social terms and otherwise immeasurable losses.
What are your thoughts about the war in Iraq?
The war in Iraq is one that, quite frankly, should never have been fought. Mistakes were made. And when mistakes are made, as they were, you've got to terminate those mistakes. We found over the course of history, from the very beginning of American democracy, and certainly in the Vietnam era on, that these sorts of involvements are not sustainable, don't result in a positive result for America, don't make us safer, and essentially only inflame the rest of the world. And I'm convinced that our continued involvement in Iraq, where we are in fact involved, is essentially no different than our continued involvement in Vietnam. And I think we've got to recognize that, and we've got to set priorities, make America safer, and make America more prosperous, and we don't do it by pouring trillions of dollars into an unwinnable war.
Should the defense budget be cut?
Well, it certainly needs to be cut in areas where we're spending money in Iraq and Afghanistan, and certainly I think all areas of federal spending need to be cut, period. We are $14 trillion in debt. We are on an unsustainable path, and we need to cut spending at all levels, including defense.
How did you come to your frame of mind about the war in Afghanistan?
I've seen us lose thousands of lives. I've seen us spend huge amounts of money, and I suppose over the course of time you realize that that's something that simply can't be sustained.